Healing Trauma. This is Lynn Fraser. The effect of trauma is that we disconnect from ourselves, our sense of value, and the present moment. Through this quote from trauma expert Gabor Mate, MD, we could actually reverse engineer the path back to wholeness. To heal trauma, we connect with ourselves, we see through false core deficiency beliefs, and we become interested and available to ourselves in the present moment. What are the barriers to connecting with ourselves? What causes us to disconnect? A big part of that answer lies in defenses from childhood, at a time when we have little personal power. The effects of neglect, hurt, and abuse at this age are called developmental trauma because it limits our brain and our ability to make and sustain healthy connections. Our primitive brain has one priority: to keep us alive and safe. The brain has a negativity bias and is always on the lookout for danger. Neglect is experienced as a survival-level threat in children. When a child experiences a lot of fear in their early years, they develop hypervigilance and dominance of the survival mechanisms of fight, flight, freeze. They are unable to relax and enjoy being themselves. We freeze or numb out through daydreaming, dissociating, binge-watching TV or Netflix, gambling, video games, food, drugs, and other addictions. People who have a stronger fight reflex are more likely to lash out when they feel threatened, causing hurt and havoc in their relationships. These are normal responses to abnormal situations, and they are not our fault. There's nothing wrong with us that we have these responses. This is how our system works. Overwhelming experiences from childhood or earlier adult life are stored in our body as feelings, energy, and sensations, with associated thoughts and memories. We are not comfortable in our body. We live in our head to avoid feeling helpless again. We try to figure out a solution in our conscious mind. We may develop catastrophic and compulsive thinking, entertaining worst-case scenarios. As we lose touch with ourselves and our own sense of intrinsic value, we may internalize a mean inner critic. These cause a lot of our suffering. The three main mechanisms in ourselves and in others are avoidance, flight, lashing out, fight, and numbing out, freeze. The still point method of healing trauma is rooted in science and mindfulness. We learn about our brain and nervous system through the lens of neuroscience and 5,000 years of internal investigation by yogis. Modern scientific research is validating ancient wisdom. Studies on the brains of meditators show dramatic differences from people who have not learned to still their thoughts and rest in silence. Yoga meditation offers a comprehensive, holistic program of working with our body, breath, energy, and mind that gradually transforms our whole system. Scientific research and our own common sense tell us that the primitive brain acts to avoid pain and danger. We develop beliefs based on our experiences in life. We learn that touching a hot stove hurts, that the thrill of a fast downhill bike ride might turn into a painful spill, and that sometimes when we share a secret with a friend, they tell and people make fun of us. Babies learn that smiling at their caregivers generates connection, smiles, hugs, and food. If that response isn't reliable, it could be due to exhaustion, postpartum depression, financial pressure, other mental health issues, or be the result of fear and abuse at home. It's not the baby's fault. It could be the result of the larger currents of society, like war. Listen to Dr. Gabor Mate's TEDx talk from Rio to hear about the lifelong effects of being born in a Jewish family during the time the Nazis invaded Hungary. Fear and anxiety cause a flood of cortisol and adrenaline in the mother and baby that changes prenatal brain development and can affect us through our lifetime. Neuroplasticity was discovered in 1998, just over 20 years ago. Before that, scientists thought that adult brains had little capacity for change and growth. Childhood abuse and neglect cause us to believe that there is something wrong with us. We turn against ourselves, believing the reason we aren't loved is that we are unlovable. We feel that the reason our parent doesn't pay attention to us is that we are unworthy of their attention. As adults, when we look at that, we could see that's not true, but we carry these false core deficiency beliefs through our lives until we understand why and how they arose. Continuing to believe we are fundamentally bad or to blame or deficient has a devastating effect in our adult life. We have more resources now, and we have the power to update our strategies to handle life. Humans form beliefs based on experience, and we have the capacity and the skill to update our personal software. We had limited agency as children. That is no longer the situation. You are listening because you can recognize the tremendous cost of avoidance or lashing out and have hope that your life can change. It can. People are stressed and suffering, physically, emotionally, and mentally. The automatic responses that served us in the past are no longer working. Anxiety and depression cast a gray pall on our days. We've lost the juiciness and joy in life with unhealed trauma. In this course, we increase our capacity to turn toward and welcome everything. I guide you through simple, powerful practices to stay grounded in the present moment. Releasing stored trauma heals the anxiety and fear that drive catastrophic thinking and dissociation. We learn to challenge compulsive thoughts and no longer scare ourselves by entertaining worst-case scenarios. Our trauma bucket of suppressed memories and fear empties, and we experience deepening healing and freedom. We become emotionally self-regulated and steady. Our mind becomes calmer and clearer. We have access to our higher level intuition and wisdom. We begin to know ourselves deeply and through our own direct experience, realize our own basic goodness. We are now firmly on our own side. The adversarial relationship we had with our body and mind transforms into one of unconditional goodwill, kindness, and compassion. I know this is possible through my own personal experience and people I work with. Each day's class features simple, clear, cutting-edge trauma education, mindfulness inquiry, and relaxation practices. In this 10-day course, you will learn about the nervous system, fight, flight, freeze, the common reactions we have. You will understand there is nothing wrong with you. These are normal responses to our situations as children. We have mechanisms that will protect us until we feel safe. We learn a lot about the breathing and the nervous system and the importance of resting and relaxation, and use guided practices to help you experience that in your own body. Fearful, anxious thoughts, catastrophic thoughts, worst-case scenarios. Mindfulness doesn't mean that we helplessly sit there and watch all of that stuff running through our mind. We learn how to stop them. We work with energy and sensations in our body. We have many practices and ways to feel more comfortable about being in our body and being present with what's going on. Trauma is stored in the body with sensation and associated memories. Some of the practices of putting space around the sensation, tapping, tracing, we have very effective ways to work with that. We'll look at our protective mechanisms, anger, lashing out, emotional flooding, how we need 20 or 25 minutes after feeling overwhelmed by rage or other emotion for the adrenaline and cortisol in our system to settle. Feeling powerless triggers protective mechanisms and we try to find safety. Feeling anger is preferred to shame or helplessness. Denial and numbing out, freeze, dissociation often lead to addictions. Food, alcohol, other drugs, screens, gambling, shopping, overwork. Suppressing our feelings leads to a state of constant stress and anxiety. We turn against ourselves. We develop that mean inner critic who shames us. We hold ourselves to these not even possible ideas of perfection, and then we feel anxious and depressed when we can't meet that. We shut down. We have no kindness or compassion, not for ourselves and often not for other people either. We don't have to actually do that. We can learn how to be on our own side and be our own loved one. Compassion, kindness, unconditional love and acceptance, that might seem like a long ways from now, but it's not. A big part of developing the capacity for this is to understand emotional abuse, neglect, all of the traumas that we've had that don't have to be those big T traumas. It doesn't have to be war or violence against our body. It can be the feeling that we're not known, that we're not cared about, and we disconnect to protect ourselves. As we start to heal and we connect with ourselves, we develop more ease with social connection and engagement as well. We begin to know ourselves on all levels. We have three brains, in the head, the heart, and the gut, and we become able to access what is our deeper wisdom. What does the heart know? Tomorrow we're working with emergency practices. I hope you're able to join us. These can be very useful as a regular resilience building exercise. They're also very helpful if we're caught up in fear, compulsive thinking, or even maybe edging into a panic attack. These are very effective practices to learn. Right now, here's a simple relaxation practice you can do several times a day. For the next 2 minutes, bring your attention to your forehead and eyebrows. Allow your forehead to soften. You could move your eyebrows up a little bit and then let them release down as well. We communicate a lot through the upper face. There's a lot of small, subtle muscles in the forehead. As you breathe out, let all of that area soften. You can let your eyes close if you like, or have your gaze soft. And then really focus in on the small muscles of the forehead and the eyebrows. Notice if thoughts have captured your attention. Maybe you've gone off on a train of thought. Simply bring your attention back. Notice the softening muscles in the forehead, the eyebrows. And as you breathe out, let your muscles soften a little bit more. Let go of any thinking, any anxiety, any worry. Just soften the muscles of your forehead and your eyebrows. And then when you're ready, finish the practice and open your eyes. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for emergency practices.